بسم الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Hydrate and hum. You have to hydrate for a clear mind, for strong focus, and for ease in your vocal production. Dehydration can result in lack of focus, and it can result in a dry throat, inflamed cords, and strained sound. You have to drink water iftar time, sehri time, and try some salt before you drink the water. General salt is fine, a pinch, or Himalayan salt or Celtic salt. You see the research online. The magnesium in the salt draws the water directly to your cells, so you don't urinate that much. And if you have to urinate and you're really in the masjid, go. Do not keep it in. The jama'ah can rather wait for a few minutes, but you cannot or should not pray in that manner. It's discouraged. And then what can you drink just before you start performing, or during your taraweeh rendition between every two units? Some warm boiling water is good. Honey water is good for energy. However, honey may leave your mouth a bit dry. So try the following. Try aniseed. Try fenugreek. Try cinnamon sticks. A few teaspoons of aniseed and fenugreek independently or together in a small pot of water and have it boil. Likewise, the cinnamon sticks. A few sticks in a small pot of water and boil, and then you pour that into a flask and have it with you in the masjid. You may add some honey to each of them just for taste. Mint tea may be soothing and relaxing. However, mint and spearmint and peppermint are all triggers for acid reflux. It may leave you gassy, so try to avoid them. Teas in general and coffees in general have caffeine, and they're going to dry you out. For every cup of tea and coffee you have to have 2 glasses of water to counter the dehydration. That's the advice of ENT specialists, ear, nose and throat specialists. Tea that's good to maybe drink is rooibos tea or any other herbal teas, those without caffeine. And then I discovered something recently, and I've been trying it for the past few months, is licorice root. Research where you can find some licorice root in stick form or powder form. Boil them in water and have them. They produce like a type of protective layer over your throat, or you feel that way, like a film over your throat, a covering over your throat. It lasts for a few minutes, but it's very soothing, and you drink some more. Have these between your units of prayer, and then hydrate also as best possible, iftar and sehri, iftar and suhoor time. Okay, humming. Humming is the easiest way to warm up your cords. On the way to the masjid, in between the raka'at, before your turn comes, try. Imagine an athlete about to run a race and then does not warm up or stretch before the race and just immediately starts sprinting or running. He's going to hurt himself, going to end up with cramps, may even strain. So likewise, you are not vocalizing enough or appropriately, the cords are not warm, and then you go into a sprint, 4 to 5 minutes of continuous sound. It's not normal sound production. You may feel by the second or third or fourth rak'ah that your vocal strength has decreased. It's waning, it's weakening. It's not as strong as it was initially, and you may have to exert yourself even more. You know why? Because you did not warm up. Your warm up is a stretch, and a hum is the easiest way to warm up. Just one key, just lightly without any force. You want to do a few steps, do a few steps. You want to do some random sounds, do them. Whatever you wish, just warm up the chords. And you see, you'll notice a difference, inshallah. A hum is also the easiest way to cool down. After your rendition, just lightly by yourself, to see if the chords are still fine. So hydrate and hum to be able to vocalize and recite with more ease, inshallah. All of the best. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi.